little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So moving on to a completely different kettle of fish, we're talking about pregnancy now, and we're going to start with ectopic pregnancy. And we're going to ask some red flag questions related to the potential for having an ectopic pregnancy. So I'm going to call you Amy on this occasion. So Amy's a young lady, she's 23. Amy, could you tell me when your last period was?
Well, I have missed one. I think it was, it's probably been about 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Okay. When you had your last period, was it normal, would you say?
Yeah, I think that was normal.
Okay. Have you been taking precautions?
Well, I'm not on any contraception, not really.
Okay. So it's certainly possible that you might have.
I guess.
Yeah. You've not done a pregnancy test?
No.
Okay. So perhaps we ought to do one of those while you're here today. Have you had any pain in your tummy?
Nothing too bad.
Okay. But, well, if you have had any pain, perhaps you could tell me about that pain.
Well, it's just the odd sort of niggle, just on the right side. I mean, in the last day or two, I suppose I hadn't really thought whether or not that could be connected. I guess I thought maybe it was just my bowels. I mean, I suppose I've maybe been a bit constipated.
Have you had any discharge from your vagina at all?
Not really.
No. Or any bleeding?
No, not since that period.
And during intercourse, do you have any pain?
No.
No, okay. Would you mind if I do a pregnancy test now?
Yeah, that's okay.
So I don't normally do a pregnancy test on women unless it's really going to make a difference to what we do now. So I guess when you're suspecting an ectopic pregnancy, that really does have important implications for what action you take now. So I would tend to do a pregnancy test on that patient. So you might provide information, something along this sort of line. So because your last period was a little bit of time ago and it wasn't normal and you got some pain in your tummy, I'd like to do a pregnancy test straight away on a urine sample. Is that okay? So your pregnancy test has come back positive, and because you've got pain in your tummy, I'd like your permission, if that's okay, to talk to a gynaecology doctor about arranging an urgent scan to make sure that your pregnancy is in the right place. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah, it's a bit of a shock, doctor.
Right.
I don't know that I'd really thought that the test would be positive. But, yeah, I mean, I don't mind having the scan.
Okay. I guess we've got time to think about how comfortable you are to keep the pregnancy. But for now, I guess we need to prioritise and, most importantly, check that that's in the right place.
Mm.
I've just finished speaking to the gynaecology doctors and they're quite keen to see you in clinic tomorrow morning, if that's okay. So they've got a clinic for you. But we're going to need to give you some advice about what to do in the meantime in case things got worse.
Right. And when the pregnancy isn't in the right place, is that serious?
So if the pregnancy is inside your tube or outside of the womb where it's meant to be, potentially that can cause damage to the tube and a tear in the blood vessels around the tube, and that can be very dangerous to you. So I wouldn't want you to be ignoring symptoms that could be related to that. So if you find that your pain is becoming any worse than it is at the moment, if you're feeling faint or unwell, if in any doubt, then the best thing to do would be to phone 999 and tell the ambulance crew that Dr. Birrell was concerned you might possibly have an ectopic pregnancy or a pregnancy that's in the tube or a place that it's not meant to be.
Right, okay.
Just to make sure you've got that, would you mind just repeating that for me?
So if my pain does get any worse and is getting a lot worse than it is now, or I'm feeling more unwell or faint, then I need to ring 999 in case the pregnancy is in the wrong place.
Okay. Yeah. I think you've got that.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.